With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A top counterterrorism official is resigning over the Trump administration's war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joe Kent, the director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, is stepping down, saying he cannot in good conscience support the war. In a statement announcing his resignation, Kent said that Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear, he said, that we started this war due to pressure from Israel. His resignation reflects unease among some of Donald Trump's MAGA supporters about the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel said Tuesday it killed two senior Iranian security officials in overnight strikes.
Ali Larijani, a top Iranian security official, is dead. That's according to Israel's defense minister, who announced the killing of Larijani, along with the killing of the leader of the besieged, the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer paramilitary force that has been crucial in putting down the nationwide demonstrations that have gripped that country. Now, the killing of Larijani, again, strips away the top leaders from Iran's theocracy. This is after the war already has seen the Israelis kill 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as well as other military leaders.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is calling for new people in charge of Cuba as the socialist island experiences its third nationwide blackout in 4 months. President Trump has called Cuba a very weakened nation. He said on Monday that he believes he'll have the honor of taking Cuba. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 46 points. The Nasdaq rose 105, with the S&P 500 index up by 16 points. This is SRN News. Americans are no stranger to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the United States is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in their laws or their state constitutions. This is SRN News. March Madness tips off tonight, and that means the gambling industry will be active. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The men's and women's basketball tournaments generate more wagering than any other event in the United States. The American Gaming Association estimates a record $3.3 billion will be legally bet on the games this year. The tournaments will tip off just 2 months after federal prosecutors announced criminal charges in a point-shaving scheme that allegedly involved six fixers, 17 former players, and four players who are active with their teams this season. Players are warned about associating with people seeking inside information about their teams or offering enticements to shave points. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.